Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak with, is it Mrs. Isabel McCready, please? Yes, hi darling, my name's Billy, I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We are currently the company that you've contacted regarding the Scottish redress claim for your time within the care system.
Okay.
So my job today is just to make sure that we have your details on file correctly, and then from there what we can do for you is get everything submitted and I can explain the procedure. Is that okay with you? Perfect. So I just want to make sure that I've got your name down correctly. It's Isabella McCready, is that correct, darling?
Yes.
And is there any other name? Sorry?
My name, my own name when I was in the care home was Isabella Stott.
And is that Stott spelled S-T-O-T-T, or is it Scott?
S-T-O-T-T.
Perfect, Elizabeth Scott, perfect, thank you for that.
Isabella Stott.
Yeah, Isabella Scott.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, what I just want to explain to you before we go any further, Isabella, is it's not the case where we're going to ever ask you to go and prove this or go and stand in court or pull out evidence or anything along those lines, because we understand you don't have that. We locate your file for you, and as soon as we do prove that you was within the places that we discussed today, the value of your claim will be based upon your statement, darling, okay? Now, my job is to guide you through everything. So we will make sure that, of course, we do go for the maximum amount for you. And what we can tell you at the moment is each claim averages to around 48,000 as an average at the moment. Okay, Isabella.
Can you get me your name again?
Yes, so my name is Billy, which is B-I. Do you want to write this down on a pen and a piece of paper?
B-I.
L-L-I-E.
Right.
And I'm
your claim from?
And the solicitor is called M-M-A. So that's M for Morgan.
M-M-A.
A, yeah. M-M-A Legal. L-E-G-A-L.
Okay. And did you see the claim number?
The claim number?
Uh-huh.
You won't have a claim number till around about a week of us submitting the case for you.
All right, okay.
So once we have that, we'll always give you a call back regarding that, do not worry. Now, what?
And how much does this cost me?
So it costs you no win, no fee. So
right.
If the case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. If
right.
The case is successful, at the very end of the claim, the solicitors will take a maximum fee of 16% plus VAT. Now, that's the maximum you can take, which is 16% plus VAT.
16%.
Yeah, plus VAT, which usually is a total of around about 20%. So that's the maximum fee that they can take. Now, that will always come at the end of the claim, so you will never pay that out of your own pocket in any way, shape or form. And also, the legal team will reassure to get you the maximum amount possible. So that just gives you reassurance that they'll work the best as they possibly can to make sure they don't settle for anything less than what they think you qualify for. Okay, Isabella?
Right.
Now, could I please ask you for your date of birth, please?
15/9/1967.
And could I please ask you for your home postcode where you're living at the moment, please?
5-3-0-6-G-Y.
Ivory 306 Juliet Yankee. I'm just going to run that through a postcode check for you, just to make sure we have got the correct address on the system. That's showing to me as Hosack Drive in Elgin. Is that correct, darling?
Hosack Drive, yeah. Number 14. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, I do need to ask the question. Have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, Isabella?
No, I've not got terminal illnesses, but I am ill.
You are ill. Can I ask you what illnesses that you're suffering with at the moment?
I've had too many TIAs. I've had a heart attack. I brought back to life 10 years ago when I stopped breathing. I've got asthma, COPD, I've got thyroid problems, I've got bowel problems, I've got incontinence problems with front. I sleep in a hospital bed, I've got sleep apnea. I use a machine every night. I've also got home oxygen system. I need to have home oxygen every day.
So due to that, I think I'm going to speak with the solicitor, because usually if you have any terminal illnesses or anything along those lines, we can fast track your claim for you. Now, due to your situation at this moment in time, I am going to speak with the solicitors to see if I can fast track that for you. Am I all right to just pop you on a silent hold while I just speak with the solicitor quickly?
Yep. Okay.
2 minutes, darling.
Thank you. The husband's clinic is $48,000 and they take 20% off of us. How much for the other week?
Your current situation, they are happy for me to submit this through on a fast track for you. Now, it's no major time frame where they're going to pay you out within a week's time. The time frame will be between 3 to 6 months. I mean, it's a lot faster than what it would be on a normal procedure, but I'm going to get it put through on a fast track for you, darling. Okay. Could I please ask you, prior to being popped into the care system, do you know what area you grew up in, if not your
North Lanarkshire.
North Lanarkshire was that, sorry.
North Lanarkshire, right.
So I'm assuming it would have been North Lanarkshire local authority that popped you into the care system.
Yeah.
And can I please ask
you... Aye, what department.
Was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have any siblings placed into the care system as well, darling?
My sister was in care long before me, but she was only in a matter of 3 weeks, and then she never went back into care. No.
What was her name?
I would rather not give it because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah. So that's fine. So this would also, we wouldn't be contacting her. This is private and confidential. The only reason we're asking for this information is because when we locate your files, if they try to turn around and say, we have Isabella Scott, but we have 10 Isabella Scotts, then we can say, right, well, this was a parent's name and this was a sibling's name. Could I ask you if your parents, please?
My mum was Isabel Scott.
Scott? Copy your mum.
My dad wasn't there.
Dad was not there.
No.
No problem. And do you know why you were placed into care, darling?
I wouldn't do what I was told.
No problem.
I was unruly. I didn't come home when I was supposed to come home. I crossed over boundaries. I went out with a guy that was older than me, that my family hated.
She had young age.
Yes.
Now, again, Definitely. Before I go any further, that's automatically neglect to begin with, because, of course, due to your situation, you should have been given the correct curriculums and put them in the correct places so they can give you an understanding of course.
So I went into an assessment centre first.
And what was that assessment centre?
My assessment centre, Cadros, Cadross.
I believe that they have you here, they're supposed to have you there for, I think, is it 6 weeks maximum, but they keep you a lot longer than expected.
I was here a good 8 months, maybe longer.
If not longer. And then after Cadross, where did they place you?
I didn't even know I was going to the assessment centre. The social worker picked me up and we were supposed to be going for a run in a chat. And we went for the run in a chat, straight to the assessment centre, and the gate shut behind us. And that's when I knew I was going going somewhere.
So sorry. Yeah, I know it's got that noted down here.
And then after that, I get put into One Hill Children's Home in Kidross.
Is that One Hill?
Bloom Hill. I'm positive if it was called Bloom Hill Children's Home. It was a B anyway. We used to sing. Come to Bloom Hill.
And what area was that in, darling?
Kidross,
no problem.
The same place where the
Christian
centre was, but it was round a different road.
Yeah, we've got that here, Bloom Hill. To be honest, that's coming up, Bloom Hill House. We'll get that on here for you, darling. And how long were you in Bloom Hill House for?
Nearly two years. I was out. In the second year, I was out nearly every weekend. I got to come back to my, not at home, but I got to come back to my boyfriend's parents.
And you got weekend leave when you was in here?
I got weekend release.
And after you were here for 2 years, darling, did you place you back home after here, or did they pop you in another care home from Bloom Hill House?
Well, this is what happened, you see. My mum, I was getting home at the weekend, but because I was still with David, my mum wasn't happy about it, and she said to me that she was going to, when I seen her saying, she was going to arrange for another panel, and that I would get, she wanted to stay away to an evening because she didn't want me getting involved. David anymore because he was breaking windows and things like that and getting the jail and that.
Mm-hmm.
But me being determined the way I was. But anyway, I turned 16 on the 13th of September and I got a letter in to go to a panel on the 26th of November and on the 18th of November on the Friday. David and me got married. We stopped if we came back into care. And nobody denied anything when the social workers came into my work. Because I worked for John Mendes at the time. And told her no, I hadn't got married. And she said, because you've got a panel. And I was on Thursday and I was like, I know. And we went to the panel on the first day and they asked me to state my name and my address and I said Isabella Coyle, first and second choice, and the guy just shut his book and went, there's nothing we can do, Mrs. Scott is married now. So I
and
got
then they
married.
Let you go off on your own.
Yeah, I got married, and because I got married, I just walked out.
Walked out, no problem.
How old was you at that age? 16. I got married at 16. I turned 16 on the 15th of September, and I got married on the 18th of November.
So if I am correct, would you say you was around about the age of 13 when you was first placed into the care system?
Aye, been a bit.
13 years of age, no problem. And in regards to yourself here, darling, what is your current local GP surgery's name?
Mary Hill Health Centre.
Mary Hill?
Uh-huh.
I've had a few colleagues that have got the same GP surgery as yourself here.
I don't know if my doctor will know that, because I moved up here.
They don't need to know anything whatsoever, darling. That's just for ourselves, so when we do the fast track, of course, they'll be aware of what kind of illnesses you have at the moment, so that will just help.
Right.
Don't worry. Yes. Now, what we would never do is we'd never go behind your back or anything and locate any files. Everything that you're providing to me today is what we do in regards to your claim. So you've given me a lot of information, which is very helpful, which will help us locate everything that we require for you.
It was Cumbernauld Social Work Department, if that's any help to you.
Could you spell that for me?
E-U-S-S. M B E R N A U L D. Cumbernauld.
And that's Children's Department. Thank you so much for that, because that will help us locate your files. Now, yep. What I am going to do with you is I'm just going to pop you on hold for 2 seconds, darling, while I get my colleague to help me with this link. If I just pop you on a silent hold, is that okay with you?
Okay.
You, darling. I've got an email address on the system here for you. The email is showing to me here, if I am correct, as izzymac66@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you? Perfect. So I'm going to get it sent over to your mobile number and to your email as well, just to make things easier for us both. And that way it'll possibly be a lot easier for you to actually follow it through. Now, the link that comes through to you is basically just to say everything that I already explained to you earlier on, where basically the legal team's maximum fee they can deduct from you is an overall of 20%, which is a 16% plus VAT.
Uh-huh.
Now, in regards to that, the document that has come through will be coming through to you will just state that you basically everything that I've explained to you. And most importantly, that will also give us authorization to go ahead and to locate your files. Now, once we do locate your files, all we need to do is prove that you was within this area. As long as we can prove that you went to these places, there'll be no dispute in regards to the case, because your statement is what they will make you an evaluation from, darling, from that point onwards, okay?
Okay.
Now, in regards to yourself, we do ask you this, just to be on the safe side. Not everybody would like a copy of their files back, but once we do locate your files, would you be happy to receive a copy of them, or is that not something that you would like to actually see?
I would like to see them.
You would like
to. My mum's no longer here. So, yeah, I would like to just see them.
Well, that's not a problem, so we'll make a note of that on the system, but the solicitors always double check that anyway before the payment procedure comes through. They'll always just double check that you are still happy to receive a copy of them, because as you can imagine, some people don't want to know that.
Does it come through as paperwork? Yeah.
The files? The files will come through as paperwork, yeah. They will come through as a paper copy, because when we request them, basically they'll send them over to ourselves. Now, once we've got them, from that point onwards, we can then obviously retrieve them back to you. Now, they will send it out in a paper copy, but they would also send it out in an email format, if that's how you did require it. They'd always be there to work around you, so don't worry anyway, darling, okay? What I will also do for you, too, is I will bob you a message over on WhatsApp. Do you have WhatsApp at all?
No, I don't use WhatsApp.
You don't use WhatsApp, right, okay.
No. I've got Messenger. Is it Messenger?
You've got Messenger. Is that on Facebook, that one that you've got?
Yeah.
You have, right. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm just going to pop you on hold, darling. Give me 2 seconds. delay there. We had a bit of a technical issue on the system. Every time I went to send your document out, it was replacing it with my own name, so I do apologise there. 150967. And I have got this put through in a fast track for you, as I explained. But of course, what will happen is the legal team will get it put through on a fast track for you anyway, due to your current illnesses at this moment in time, because I did double check that for you. And I'm just on here. Your previous name is Scott. Let me get this email over to you. Now, it's quite self-explanatory. Once you click on the email, it's two confirmations, and then that will come straight back through to me. Now, because I've already explained the fee to you, I just need to run through a bit of a brief script just for the call recording purpose, for your purpose as well as our own. Is that okay with you, darling?
Okay.
So, first things first, we just need to make you aware of three things. You can apply for this yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And again, you can instruct us under a private agreement, as you have done for yourself today. Now, the legal team that operates for you will be MMA Legal, as you have wrote that down. I will also get you an email sent over. The email that will come through to you today anyway will explain everything on there. But I am also going to pop the solicitor's details over to you on an email, because I would usually do that on WhatsApp for you. But because you've not got that at the moment, I'm going to get it over to you on an email. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
And then that way, you've just got it all in one place then. So if you want to track your claim at any time, you've got a direct contact to come through to me here on at any time. And that way, I can just pull up your file and say, right, this is where your case is up to. We're at stage one now. We're at stage two and three. Now, there should have been a link that's just come through to your mobile number. Would you see if that's just come through for me? It should have went through to your email as well, darling.
ZOHONV.
Yeah, perfect. So if there should be a blue link next to it, Zoho sign, if you could click on the blue link beside it for me, that would be fantastic.
It just says open link.
Yeah, so if you click on that for me, it should then bring you to the link. And then it'll say view document.
Uh-huh.
Or proceed. Does it say perfect. Click that for me.
Document info, document
correct.
Name, sender, organisation, sent in the 20th February.
Does it say proceed to document?
Yeah.
Press on proceed to document. Yeah, perfect.
Right. I confirm that I understood.
Yep.
Electronic recorded
and
signature disclosed.
Then take you straight to a signature box, which it will automatically pop a signature in there for you. It won't look like your own signature, so don't worry. It's just how it needs to be formatted on the documentation.
Right.
Once you click on that signature box, it should pre-fill it for you.
Right. So I just that I can have my read and understand.
Yep.
Right.
And then does it say signature or client sign?
It just consent to use electronic records and signatures. Agree.
Agree.
Agree and continue. So I don't know where it says signed. Have me signed it's got a star at Isabel on the day.
Perfect. Click on the one where it's got a star next to it for you. I should say client's name.
The top one says Isabel McKinsey, and then there's one that says print name.
Yeah, so click on where it says print name for me.
Right, done that. And then it'll ask for signature.
Yeah, and then do the same with the other boxes.
It's absolutely tiny. I don't know how I'm supposed to get my name in that.
It automatically fills it for you. You might have just zoomed out a little bit there.
Update that way, that one.
And then once you press that and you press OK, there should be a button saying finish.
Pick that signature. My initial. Right.
That's and it. Then does he, is there a button in the top corner that says finish anywhere or sign?
No, it just says, oh, it says I've got a signature in MCC. The top, no, but at the moment it says I acknowledge that my signature is in the cell.
Press that for me, yeah, press that.
Press that and then press OK.
Yes, please.
My date of birth is the 13th, 1-3, not 1-5. Right,
let me just see if I can change that over. Just give me a second. Give me 2 seconds. Before you sign that, or if I'll get it resent out for you, I'm just going to speak with the advisor now. Just give me a second.
Right.
What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to resend it over to you. Let me just get that changed here for you. Give me a second. Right. Sorry, I do apologise. Okay. Just ask you to confirm your date of birth is not the it's not the 15th, it's the 13th, is that correct, darling?
13th, 1-3,
yeah. Let me just get that changed over here for you. Let me just get this one deleted. Sorry, that's my issue there, I do apologise. What will happen as well when we submit your case today, the case will be then put on the portal ready to start the process. Now, you'll get a contact back. Usually we say it's 48 hours, but we can tell you it's anything up to a week just to be on the safe side. And once we've had the acknowledgement with your actual redress number, that's what we'll call you back and give you the update on. So it will be myself always contact you to give you updates. So don't worry about that in any way, shape or form. It will always come through directly from myself. And then that way you know who you're dealing with throughout everything then. So if there's any questions or anything like that, you know, you've got my number wrote down there. All you need to do is give me a request to speak to myself. So it's the 13th of September, if I am correct, 1967. Let me just get in here. Previous name was Scott. And your current address is 14 Hostet Drive. Again, they'll always double check that you're living at that address before they pay you out on the property. To you. And even though it's Elizabeth, sorry, Isabella McCready on the file here, we have got your previous name on there as Scott as well, so we will be able to use them to locate your file.
Okay. I'm just reading that coming through again.
Yeah. I'm just sending it right this second. It should have just come through to you now, darling.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. That's good. That's good. Receipt the document.
Yeah.
Electronic records. And signature. Full name, Isabel McCready, and then signature and me. The
Email to me. Yep, so you can email yourself a copy, but there will always be a copy there in your emails anyway, so don't worry about it. I just need to make sure this has come back straight through to myself. Just give me a second.
Now,
what we would also require from you, darling, is Have you just had a message come through? Because I know you said you don't deal with WhatsApp, but it is showing to me you do have a WhatsApp account, and I have just messaged you and it's gone through with two ticks. Now, what I would require is a picture of your ID and proof of address so we know it is you that's making the claim. Would you just see if you have got WhatsApp for me, if you've just had a message come through on it?
Hold on. Hi, Ellie's from MMA Legal.
So if you could please just go and
check.
Have you got
a ID? I don't drive, and my passport is out of date.
So that's fine. We can use your out-of-date passport. That's not an issue. But we would just need a letter to go with that.
Can you use my disabled badge?
We can use that as well.
And what do you need to proof of address?
So if you could send over for me a full picture, so we need to make sure all four corners of the piece of paper are on the picture, and we would need that sending over. The letter just needs to have your name, address, and the date on there in the last 3 months. Once we have that, we also need a picture of your ID so we know it is you that's making the claim. Now, would
you
be able to do that?
ID
can be your... like I say, disability badge, or it can be your old passport. It doesn't matter if your passport is out of date. We can still use it as long as we can see you on it.
So he's just bringing it in just now. So
you want
a copy of my name, address?
So we just need a picture of a letter. Let's just say a council tax letter, for an example. And if you make sure you take a full picture of that full letter for me, and with your passport, will you make sure that all, if you open it like a book, will you make sure that the picture is taken where you can see both sides of the booklet of the passport for me too, please?
Okay. And it goes and send it to you.
Perfect. Now, is there anybody at this moment in time? We understand we are putting you through as a fast track anyway, but is there anybody that we can pop down for you as a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
Yeah, my husband, Stuart Matrizic, S-T-U-P-R-E-T, Matrizic, and that's my husband.
Husband.
Same as day.
Perfect, thank you for that. Husband.
Did you put the social tax plate in your wallet? No, I just need to be in they need to see that it's social tax and that it's forms with my name on it.
And do you know Stuart's mobile number at all, darling?
No. I can't remember. I'll know to remember this conversation and when I come off the phone in the opener.
Well, at least Stuart's there in the background, so he's aware of everything that's happening.
He's there with me. Right, so I'll take a photograph of my council tax thing. And
please.
Do you want Stuart's number? He's got
yes, if Stuart... Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Stuart. Can I take that number whenever you're ready, please, darling?
0757.
Yep.
48415.
Yep.
415.
415. Thank you for that, darling. Now, in regards to yourself, I'm going to pop a password on the account for you, just so you know who's dealing with her case. So if anybody calls her and she's unsure on who she's dealing with, she just needs to ask them for a password. Now, if they don't know the password that we've set with her today, tell her to hang up the phone on them. They're nobody important, and that way she doesn't have to speak to them, because people will try and give her a call and take some information from her. What word would be most memorable to her that we could use as a password for her? Could you spell that for me?
S-E-L-I-X.
Felix, perfect. So we've got a password on the account for you as Felix. So if anybody does call you, you just say to them, what is my password? And if they don't say password as Felix, you know it's nobody important and you just hang up the phone on them. If they are important, they will always give you a call back and they will always give you that password as Felix. Let me just get this wrote down for you.
Okay. Well, even if I'm off the phone and I take a picture, these two pictures, And then send yeah. them to me. Will you send me confirmation that you got them?
Yes, of course I will, most definitely. Do not worry. I'll always confirm everything with you. Now, what I just need from you before I let you go, darling, is can I please ask you just to give me some understandings of what's happened to you? So you went to the assessment centre at first. Can I ask you, what was it like at the assessment centre?
They allowed me to smoke. That was a good thing. I was only 15 or something, but I was allowed 4 cigarettes a day, 1 after breakfast, lunch, tea and supper.
Did you always get food there? Was food always provided?
Food was always there, but sometimes you didn't get your supper because maybe you had to come in at the right time or know that you were allowed to go to the house in front of you, the big house in front of you, which was the school area. But you weren't allowed out the gates, and if you went out the gates, that was how you get put in locked in your room at night for the night.
And is that what punishment was, locked in room?
Yeah, you get locked up. There was 3 different bits. I was in the Endrick side. They were called like different things, like Lomond, Endrick, something else. There was something like in the sitting room there was 4 bedrooms. I was in one of the bedrooms at the door got locked. And then there was a dormitory at the end which held about 8 to 12 people. So I got one of the single rooms.
Can I ask you, without your time at this assessment centre, I do need to ask the question, you don't need to go into detail with me, could I ask you, if you don't feel comfortable to, was there any sexual abuse at the assessment centre?
There wasn't any sexual abuse, but there was, I didn't like it when I got my hair cut, or I got a new dress, or something that some of the staff would be, "Oh, look at you, how did you manage to get that?" Or just sexual abuse.
Speak sexually to you. And could I ask you, was the staff here quite vicious? Did they ever say, would they ever punish you by using their hands or the fist or push you around or prod at you?
Well, if you were prodding, then they'd prod you back. Because I used to bump into them, but mean to bump into them. Don't tell them that.
And did the staff ever assist you to the showers or help you or watch you shower at all?
The door was left open a couple of times when you went into the shower to see if you were smoking anywhere, or if the alarm was halfway before the next time you went into the shower, the door was left open.
Do you remember any staff members' names from the assessment centre?
I only remember one. Owen Lily.
Was that Owen Lily, L-I-L-L-Y?
Uh-huh.
And was he quite vicious towards you, or was he quite
He was one of the nice guys.
Nice one. No problem, thank you for that. And did the children here ever been nasty to you? Did the children, were they quite feral where they was left to fend for themselves, or did the staff ever turn a blind eye to them being vicious towards you?
I mean, used to fight like cat and dog some years, but... Oh.
No problem.
Everybody get reprimanded. When one done wrong, when there was 2 or 3 fighting, everybody get into bother about it.
I'm restrained here. Can I ask you as well, then you've got moved on, and you got moved on to the second children's home, Bloom Hill, I think you said. Can I ask you, when you got to Bloom Hill, what was it like here, darling?
Well, it was very busy. I can't remember the name, except I remember the wee lassie's name, her name was Elizabeth. But only that, the only bit I remember. But what I do remember is that I missed the wedding. A female member of staff got married to a member who was placed in the children's home and when he turned eight of age, we got married. And I missed it. I didn't come to 2 weeks after they were married. I didn't go to the home. But I remember that the boy had married one of his peers in the home when he turned of age. So that's all I remember that.
And when you were at Bloom Hill, was you ever, what was the punishment there? Would the staff ever be quite vicious? Would they ever hit you or would they ever
No, I used to just go to my bedroom. If we done something wrong, God, they would shout at you. As my husband said, it was always verbal abuse, but they never lifted their horns to you. Never lifted my horns.
Would you ever pick that up
of
other children in Bloom Hill at all?
I've never got any pictures at all.
No, I said, did you ever get picked out of other children? Would they ever be vicious?
Oh, there were some ones that were really bad to the staff. And they would get in with a scruff in the neck of the room, but...
Was you ever, what was the punishment like in Bloom Hill? If you was naughty and they punished you, would they ever keep you in the hallway at night time in the dark? Would they ever keep you secluded from the other children? Did they ever use food as a punishment in Bloom Hill or anything like that for you at all?
I wouldn't say that they kept food for you because there was a kitchen that you could get near at any time. We had fridge that had plenty of fruit and everything on in it. So I don't if you kept the dinner after you and you were confined to your room, when you got out your room, you could go to the fridge and get something to eat anyway. So, but they used to keep your dinner on that after you, if you were in the bad mood, you'd done something wrong.
That's probably so. That's not fair. And could I please ask you, darling, whilst you was here as well, within your time here in Bloom Hill, did any of the staff, I do need to ask a question again, was there any sexual abuse while she was under the care here?
Any of the staff what?
Sorry, was there any sexual abuse while she was under the care of Bloom Hill, darling?
No.
No problem whatsoever. No problem at all. While she was at either of these, did they stop any family visits or anything? You said at Bloom Hill they let you go home on a weekend. Is that correct? Until Mum stopped it.
I knew it was the weekend, but and then I got to go home there or because they stopped me from going home where my mum did because I wasn't going to her. I was just going to my boyfriend and she stopped me for getting weekend visits and then eventually my mum worked with the staff and I got to go to visit my boyfriend but I could stay there for the weekend. His mum took responsibility.
And did the home
there's a home that organised.
No problem. And can I just ask you, over time now, within your time in this care system, just speaking to you, you understand you are very easy to have a conversation with, but has this impacted your relationship with people moving forward? Yeah. Hello?